Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Hour, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Daryl Rosen is with us, folks. Daryl is a new friend, and he is the author of Table for Three. Daryl was used to own a number of small businesses. He was in the wine business in the Chicago area for a number of years. He sold those businesses, and now he's taking that show on the road. He's helping companies like yours and mine learn how to operate our businesses better, and from his experience as a small business owner. Those are the best kind, usually, and he's our new friend. He's here to talk to us about how do we avoid making mistakes that can be avoided. Daryl Rosen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back on the show, Daryl. Congratulations on your book and on your success. 50 mistakes. There must be 1,000 of these, Daryl, but you boiled it down. If you had to identify the one, you know, big atomic mistake that smart managers don't make, what would that be?
Well, the subtitle of the book is Using Your Smartphone at Lunch. And to give you a history on that, back when I was in the West, I had a young guy come to me. He was a white burgundy expert, very knowledgeable, very aggressive, real good guy. And he asked me if he could talk to me one day, and it tone of his request, it was seemed like it was something that was important, something weighing on his mind. So we went across the street to have a sandwich, and this was back in maybe 2002, before texting was as prevalent as it is today. That was back when you needed to know Morse code to be able to send a text message. we sat there across the street, and my phone rang, and I looked down. It was my wife, and so you know, I just let it go to voicemail. You know, one time that's what we do, and then the rang again about 3 or 4 minutes later. And so now I'm, you know, starting to think about it a little bit. You know, why is she trying to get a hold of me? And so I let that call go to voicemail, too. You know, when you're trying to give somebody your undivided attention and then and there's a distraction, despite the pull of to be there for that person, you're starting to think, hey, what's going on and why is my wife trying to reach me? So, of course, the phone rang a third time. And I now I'm thinking, you know, is one of my kids in trouble again?
Right.
Or is something going on? Is the house on fire? I mean, who's trying to, you know, why is she trying to reach me? And I picked up the phone. If you could have seen, the gentleman's name was Bill, if you could have seen the expression on his face, I mean, it was, he really felt let down. And so wow. I answered the phone, and she was kind of hemming and hawing. I said, look, sweetheart, I'll be back at my desk in a few minutes. And really, that wasn't good enough. So there was this long pause back in the day when cell phones had a lot of hang-ups and things like that. And then she just blurted out, not to be deterred, do you want grilled zucchini for dinner?
Oh, no.
And you know, so it's not a question uncommon to the kind of questions we get at work. You know, and I answered her in a... But if this was back in the day when before people said the expression really, you know, Jim, how people say like really, like that's an that's like a common part of our language now. Bill's expression, you know, they say 1,000 words. His expression said it all, and it only took one word, and it was like really, like that's. I wanted to talk to you. So anyway, he left the company about 2 months later, and I tried to get back with him to say, hey, well, you know, what's going on? What was on your mind that day? You know, let me let's go and we'll talk. But it was just never the same. And so I learned a really valuable lesson that day that we can multitask. And experts say, you know, geez, multitasking, does it even work? But we can multitask when it comes to people, you know, which are the lifeblood of small businesses, especially if you want to achieve any kind of scale. You really got to be in tune with, you know, what they're thinking and what they want.
You're exactly right. And I'll tell you, this is a really important lesson for anybody who is a gearhead, a geek. They can't do without their technology. They can't imagine not glancing at their phone. I mean, how many people do you know, their phone will let them know if they're getting something, an email, a text, a call, no, but they'll actually open the phone up as if to say, I wonder if that's working. Surely I've gotten something by now.
I do it all.
They can't stay away from it.
I do it all the time.
So here's now I'm not going to say that I've never done that, but here's what I will do, Bill. I'm sorry, Daryl. Bill was the previous guest. What, Daryl, here's what I will do. If I think I'm in a meeting like you just described, I leave my phone somewhere else. I literally will leave it there. Or I'll put it in my pocket. I'll put it on mute. I'll put it in my pocket, and I will not take it out. I will make sure I give my – and if you're talking to a customer, that's, in my opinion, I mean, I don't know any customer, young or old, that wants you to be checking your messages while you're trying to convince them to buy from you. What do you think?
Jim, I can't tell you how many opportunities people missed by when I was in the wine business. When young sales professionals, they would have a meeting and they'd be walking around on the floor, and I was the owner of the business, and I would kind of happen by, and it was just a great opportunity for them to meet me and to talk to me, and yet they were, you know, their faces were so far under their cell phones. I mean, there was like no saving them, and they missed these great opportunities to connect with people, and that's what people do right when they leave a meeting, or and they walk into a store, they go up to an office, have the meeting, leave the meeting, the phone's out of the pocket just as soon as they leave the office, and they miss the opportunity to build relationships or to at least get to know everybody they encounter,
right,
you know, while they're still on the premises. It's really a big problem.
What would you do? What's your advice to them?
Well, like you just said, keep it in the pocket and in the pocket, or keep it in your briefcase or your purse, or just or don't bring it. It's like an addiction. You know, just get understand the fact that whatever is going to happen, it doesn't need your attention right away.
The advantage I have, Daryl, is I actually remember when I lived my life, and I might go hours without people being able to get a hold of me, because that's the way it was, you know, in those days, not instantaneous. And so I just hearken back to when it was nothing for people to not be able to get me for a few hours. So what's 1 hour is, you know, and in those days, nothing bad happened. So what's 1 hour? So, you know, if I can't do without it for 1 hour, then, you know, I'm in big trouble. Hey, Daryl, give us the website and tell us how we can find you.
Oh, you can get me at either DarylRosen.com, DarylRosen.com, or Table43thebook.com.
And that's the new book, and it's available wherever books are sold. Daryl Rosen, and I
on Amazon, and
exactly all the online stores. Check it out, folks. Table for Three. We'll be back after these messages. We'll talk about some more mistakes that you should not be making, because smart managers don't. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.